How do you do? In a time glutted with information, it's wise to be wary because many false prophets are gone out into the world. The woman in this story fell under the sway of deception. She had more questions than answers for her own children who were curious about life, so she went looking for answers. She didn't find the truth until her heart and mind and life were unshackled. Proclaiming the way, the truth, and the life, this is Unshackled. True life stories dramatized and produced in Chicago by Pacific Garden Mission. We live in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, and no one knows that better than homeless people who see things at ground level as they scrounge for food and a safe place to sleep. Those who come to Pacific Garden Mission seeking shelter find more than hearty meals and a clean bunk for the night. Thanks to friends who send financial gifts, the Old Lighthouse provides showers and fresh clothing, classes and counseling, all without charge. Even medical and dental treatment is given free to resident guests. Mission pastors and counselors lead them to the door that opens to new life. And those who enter are never the same. They shine as lights in the world. And that transformation is what this program celebrates, going out to more than 2,700 radio stations around the world in 14 languages. Now for broadcast around the earth, here is program number 3,258 in the series, Unshackled, the program that makes you face yourself and think.
Lillian?
Turn on the light, Harry. I'm awake. I'm always awake. What time is it?
After 11. Can I get you anything?
No, dear. Unless you know some place that sells peace of mind.
I'm afraid that isn't for sale.
Unfortunately. I don't think I've slept a wink for days. Did you have your talk with the doctor?
Yes, I've just come from talking with him.
This late?
We had a lot to discuss.
Harry, am I really losing my mind?
I don't think that's the right way to express it, Lillian. But the doctor thinks your illness will be protracted if you don't follow his advice.
I'm already staying in bed, trying not to do any housework. You've hired help, even a nurse. What more can I do?
The doctor says there's one thing more that you must do. According to him, if you don't follow his advice, you may drift into really serious emotional problems.
And his advice?
He says you're being driven into this state by your obsession with religion.
I only want to know the truth.
I'm sure you do, but the doctor says flat out that there is one thing you must do if you hope to get better.
What is that?
You are to stop reading those religious books, especially that Bible of yours. Stop altogether. Lillian? Did you understand? Aren't you going to say anything?
Her hunger to know took the woman in our story down a dark path where she now languished. This is the true testimony of Lillian Wise from the classic files of Unshackled.
My mother died when I was 3, and my grandparents raised me, which wasn't an easy job for my grandmother because I was a stubborn child. But grandmother, being Welsh, was patient and loving. She read her Bible daily and prayed with me at bedtime.
I can't stay with you, Lillian. Your grandfather wants me with him.
Please, Grandma, don't leave me.
All right, I'll stay until you fall asleep. But first, you must say your little prayer.
Why, Grandma? Doesn't God know I'm going to bed?
Well, he certainly does, but he still wants you to say good night.
All right.
Grandma knows you're going to bed too, but I still want to hear you say good night. It's the same with God.
Has God known me a long time?
Oh, yes, from the beginning of time. And I've been praying for you since before you were born.
That long ago?
That long ago. I've prayed that when you're older, you will come to Jesus and be God's little girl.
My grandpa died, and then grandma's health began to fail, so we moved in with my mom's sister. My aunt and uncle were wealthy and lived in a big hotel in Chicago, where I became friends with the doorman. My aunt and uncle traveled extensively, so we never went to church, and my grandmother's health worsened, so I grew up ignorant of God's word, with only my grandmother's prayers to support me.
Are you going out, Lillian?
Yes, Grandma. I have a date with Harry.
No chaperone.
No chaperone. Times have changed, Grandma.
No, not for the better, I fear. Does he go to church?
He attended church while he was growing up, but we don't talk about religion.
Perhaps you should.
Someday.
Do you remember when you were little, I told you that before you were even born, I prayed that you would become God's child?
I don't remember, but thank you, Grandma.
Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life, Lillian.
Don't worry, Grandma. My heart belongs to Harry. See you later.
My heart belongs to Jesus.
I married Harry when I was 19, and we made our home not far from my aunt's hotel in Chicago. Within 3 years, I had a daughter and a son. I taught my daughter to say a prayer at night, just as my grandmother had taught me.
Mama, where does God live?
Why, dear, in heaven, of course.
And where's heaven?
Oh, up there somewhere.
In the Johnson's apartment?
Of course not.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Johnson live up there, right above us.
Dear, heaven is not in the Johnson's apartment.
Mama, why do we pray to God and not to someone we can see?
I had no good answer for her questions, and it worried me. Not that religious questions were important, but I was a very conscientious mother. If my children had questions, I thought I should have the answers. One day, as a neighbor and I were walking our babies together, my neighbor seemed to have answers.
I find the answer to most questions when I study my lessons.
I thought lessons were for children.
Not at all. The mind must be kept in tune with the infinite. Otherwise, error creeps in and you lose sight of the truth.
You study every day?
Yes. Daily lessons give me just the help I need.
I'd like to see lessons that can do that.
I'm happy to share them with you, Lillian. Better yet, we'll stop in down the street and buy what you need so you can study on your own.
I plunged into my new studies with gusto, following this new doctrine. Each day, I read the special literature they published that directed me to read a short passage in the Bible. My trouble began when I kept reading beyond the short passage all the way to the end of the chapter, sometimes further. I began to learn many wonderful things I had not known were in the Bible. My friend was quite surprised.
Lillian, you don't really believe there is such a place as heaven, much less hell, do you?
I read it in the Bible this morning. I still have the place marked. Let me read it to you. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14.
Was it part of the lesson for today?
No, but it caught my eye. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me."
Who's supposed to be speaking there?
The Son of God, Jesus. He was talking to his disciples the night before he died.
Lillian, please. Death is in the mind.
On the night before they tried him?
Correct.
Anyway, Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." So there is a heaven.
You're reading too much into it.
Then he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Isn't that beautiful?
Lillian, heaven and hell are a state of mind.
No, they're not. Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you." So heaven is a place.
What the lesson says is more important. Stick to your lessons.
I was so confused. Then, unexpectedly, I found a friend. I needed help with my laundry and cleaning because our apartment was right over the coal furnace, and they loaded coal outside our back door. My children were still crawling, and I couldn't keep the apartment clean, so I spoke with the doorman at my aunt's hotel, a man I trusted named Sam.
I agree, Mrs. Wise. A big apartment and a little family can be quite quite a handful.
I'd love to find a nice lady who could come and help me. Do you know of anyone who might be willing to accept the job?
I think maybe I do. I'd have to talk it over with her first.
Naturally. Who do you have in mind?
My wife, Georgia.
She's willing to help with housework and laundry?
I think so, Mrs. Wise. I make enough for us to live comfortably. But lately, we've been taking on some extra responsibilities. A little extra income would be a handy thing.
What extra responsibilities, Sam?
Oh, she'll tell you about them if you come to an agreement.
I'd like to talk it over with her.
I'll ask her this evening, and she can call you in the morning.
That's how I met his wife, Georgia, who was older than I and very pretty. She worked diligently, as if everything had to be perfect, yet she seemed to possess an inner joy. She did all things well. As we had mid-morning coffee together, I commented on her desire for perfection.
Oh, I'm not all that perfect, not by a long way. There's only one who is perfect, the Lord Jesus.
But you seem to do everything as if you wanted it to be perfect.
The Bible says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ."
You can quote the Bible like that?
"Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." So I spent a lot of time reading the Word of God.
The Word of God. Is the Bible really that?
Yes, it is. Jesus often quoted the Old Testament, including parts that men today find hard to believe, like the story of Jonah. Jesus always used Scripture. It is the final authority.
What are you, Georgia?
A Christian, Mrs. Wise.
I mean, what kind of Christian?
A real Christian accepts the Word of God as the final authority. And a real Christian has received Christ as their Lord and Savior. Jesus said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me."
Was he speaking about the cross?
That and lifting him up to the world as the Savior of mankind. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Georgia, do you really believe that death exists?
The Bible says so. "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment."
That's all in the mind, Georgia.
If so, it's in the mind of God, and that makes it real and right.
Her words startled me, but I was immersed in a cult and confused by God's truth. Why I stayed with the lessons of that cult is a mystery to me now. A verse in Ephesians chapter 4 describes me then, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. Still, the contradictions between the lessons and the Word of God glared at me, and I waffled in confusion, growing more anxious every day.
In a moment, we'll hear more about Lillian's confusion. By God's grace, Unshackled goes out to more than 2,700 radio stations and outlets around the world, reaching places that have never heard the gospel, that do not allow churches or Bibles or evangelism. Millions of people hear God's word on radio and learn about His love. Unshackled is the longest-running radio drama in history. Each week since 1950, another true testimony of God's power at work changing lives. What a ministry! Broadcast at first in English, then Spanish and Arabic were added before the end of the last century. Then, as people in other countries heard these testimonies and wanted their own countrymen to hear in their own language, these nationals began translating the dramas and broadcasting locally. Now, Unshackled is broadcast in Japanese, Korean, Albanian, Romanian, Russian, Polish, Portuguese, Greek, and French. Every year, new languages are added. Every day, more people receive Christ as Savior through these true stories. The ramifications go on and on, as we well know. So if you or someone you know has a testimony to share, write and tell us. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Your testimony could mean the difference between life and death for some listener somewhere. Our website, www.unshackled.org, has reference forms online that you can submit. As Jesus said, "Go and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee." Write to Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. That's Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Please include your address.
As my friendship with Georgia grew, I realized some disconcerting things about myself. Although I professed not to care about the things of the world, in fact, I spent my time at the opera, the theater, and card parties. I loved my beautiful home and my fur coats. I had a fine husband and two beautiful children, but I lacked the joy that I saw in Georgia, and I told her so.
Mrs. Wise, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
But Georgia, you don't go to the theater or spend your time playing bridge. You always look good. But you wear simple clothes that probably cost very little.
That's true.
And you're a Christian.
Yes.
If I were to become a Christian on your terms, I'd have to give up some things that are very important to me, wouldn't I?
I can't answer that. But you can't become a Christian on my terms, only on God's terms.
Which are?
And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
I suppose that means turning my back on all the good things of life.
Mrs. Wise, salvation is not about things. It's about Jesus and what he did for us.
You mean it doesn't matter what I do?
If it did matter, you'd be saved by your works instead of by God's grace. And the Word of God says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast."
Then I can go on living as I choose?
Mrs. Wise, salvation is supernatural. The Spirit of God and the Word of God will teach you how to choose the things that are best for you.
I can't understand all of that, Georgia, and I think it's driving me wild. Confusion, conflicting ideas, a troubled mind. One day, I called a practitioner of the cult, inviting her to my apartment so I could ask questions. We met in the sunroom where Georgia was washing windows. I knew Georgia could hear our conversation, so I asked her to leave us alone. Three times I had to ask her to leave the room. After the practitioner left, Georgia returned.
Mrs. Wise, did you pay that woman?
Yes, she's like a doctor.
I overheard some of your conversation. Why do you think she can get prayer through to God any more than you can?
She's older than I.
My Bible teaches that, "Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven."
I don't get it, Georgia. Little children don't know anything.
They have pure faith in their parents, so they ask and they believe. "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you."
That's why I was asking questions.
Ask God. His word says, "And ye shall seek me and find me, when ye shall search for me with all your heart."
There is no sin, sickness, or death, only what we believe in our mind.
Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned.
There is no sin, it's all in your mind.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Error is sickness. Truth is health.
Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
How to resolve my desire for the things of this world and the convictions of God. The inner conflict was too much for me, so I retreated to my bed for weeks. I was 25 years old, and my husband had to call a nurse to take care of me and the children. Harry's patience and George's care helped me improve. There came a time when I was ready to struggle less and listen more.
Mrs. Wise, we're praying for you, and our friends at church are too.
Thank you, Georgia.
I'm glad to see you getting up more.
The doctor told me to stop reading the Bible.
Did you?
Yes, but I wasn't very happy about it.
It isn't the Bible that led you astray, Mrs. Wise. It was that other literature with false doctrines.
I threw all that away, but I still have my Bible.
Good.
Georgia, your husband has a very good job at the hotel, doesn't he?
He would say it's all right. The money is good, and he has many opportunities to make a little extra, chauffeuring the guests.
I don't know what I'd do without you, but why do you have to work? If you're comfortably fixed, you ought to be taking things easier.
Well, I tell you, Mrs. Wise, I get the names of the poor and needy families for my church and for missions. Then I go into their homes and help them any way I can. If they're sick, I bathe and feed them. I cook food for them. If they need heat, I see that they get coal delivered.
You work so you can give the money away?
Yes. I can't take my husband's money to do those things, but I can wash and iron and clean and earn my own money to help folks. And while I'm helping them, I can share how Jesus loves them, how he died for them and wants to save them.
That's remarkable, Georgia. But what about your own needs?
The Lord tells us to take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth.
Oh,
you know the Lord promised, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. He comes into our hearts the minute we repent of our sins and ask him to save us. And then he enables us to live a godly life.
You've certainly helped me know him better. I'm just a little unsure about what to do now.
There's only one thing to do in a situation like this. Stop fighting and turn the whole problem over to the Lord.
I had never heard of anyone working to get money so they could give it away. And I saw Georgia in a whole new way. I pondered these things, her joy in the Lord, her desire to honor Christ in her work, and I wanted what she had. When I was well enough, Harry persuaded me to start going to his church. On New Year's Eve, instead of going to a party, we went to a special worship service.
In John chapter 13, Jesus said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another."
Amen.
It isn't so difficult to live the Christian life. Just keep your eyes upon Jesus and he will guide you.
That's right.
The Bible promises in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Beloved, go into this new year with new life, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness.
Yes, that's right.
He is faithful and has promised he will never leave you or forsake you. The Bible promises in Romans chapter 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
The church custom was for everyone to get on their knees, so we did, and there I prayed to God.
Lord, I don't understand much of your word, but now I know that I am a sinner and need you to save me. I do repent of my sins against you. Please save me and help me understand and love you and live for you.
That New Year's Eve, instead of making noise and pretending to have fun at a party, I received Christ. And my life from then on was dedicated to serving the Lord.
How are you, Mrs. White?
Just great, Sam. I'm born again.
So my wife told me. Praise the Lord!
I'm so thankful to Georgia because she kept sharing God's word with me.
Yes, ma'am. She's always reading the word.
My hope is that someday I'll know the Bible as well as she does and be able to lead others to Christ the way she led me.
With God's help, you will.
I thought everything would be rosy after my salvation, Sam. Instead, the battles began in earnest.
But you don't have to face them alone.
That's true.
The devil goes after you once you're saved.
I pray a lot more.
You have to put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And above all, taking the shield of faith.
The shield of faith? Pray for me, Sam. I'm going to share Jesus with my aunt. For the next 30 years, Georgia was my friend and mentor, a source of strength and help to me. She introduced me to a Bible teaching church, and we went to Bible conferences together before the civil rights conflicts, at a time when some people questioned my friendship with her. But our bond was eternal because God made us His children and sisters. I served in child evangelism during those 30 years, groups that met at our farm when we moved out of the city. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Georgia and Sam have gone home to the Lord, but what a reunion we'll have someday.
For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Listening friend, are you ready for that day? You can be when you turn to the living God and ask Him to save you because Christ died for your sins. There are no special words because God looks on your heart. If you need help in making this crucial decision, get in touch with Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois 60607. The telephone number in Chicago, 312-492-9410. Our email address is unshackled@pgm.org. Visit our website to learn more about this ministry, www.unshackled.org. Unshackled always touches my heart, a listener emailed us. Well, we feel the same way, and hope you ask the manager of this station to keep broadcasting Unshackled. This is program number 3258, heard in the classic true story of Lillian Wise were Corliss Preston, Michael Ward, Mercedes DeMunk, Johnny Anderson, Joe Wright, and Natalie Berg. Original music, Don Badorf. Sound, Nadine Aloysio Sorensen. Engineer, Kim Rasmussen. Script by Odell and Gabler. And I'm Timothy Gregory. Unshackled is produced by Pacific Garden Mission to show through true stories that if your life is empty, it can be filled to overflowing. Please write today. Your letter means a great deal to us. The address? Pacific Garden Mission, 1458 South Canal Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60607. You may call Pacific Garden Mission in Chicago and talk with someone who cares. 312-492-9410. Someone is waiting for your call. 312-492-9410.